You're listening to Tales of the Forsaken, a live play Fate Core game by Noble Jester Productions. Welcome to Rillian, a Western fantasy world where magic needs fuel, and that fuel is mined and refined into Ecton, a place of vast deserts, dark rituals, and greedy mining companies. A dwarf awakens and has forgotten who he is. Who is Forboden, and how will he seek to remember his past in the midst of this harsh world?
Have spent a couple of days traveling with Asmodian. You made your way back to Silver Ridge, and you are actually up on the town's namesake, the ridge, and looking down on the town.
Okay.
Asmodian pulls a spyglass out and is kind of looking over the town and then hands it to you. And if you kind of look over the town, you can see that it looks like there are a bunch of extra people. You spend a couple of minutes looking, and you recognize some people, but you also see 10 figures that you don't recognize. You know, looks like gunmen, toughs, you're assuming shunt mining company people. You can see that in the center of the square that they've set up a noose on that platform. It's hard to tell, but it looks like they've taken over the schoolhouse, and you know, that's kind of seems to be their main, where they're, you know, located and camped out. You don't see anybody to be hung or anything like that with the noose, but it's hard to tell if they've already done so. So yeah, that's what you see down there. Asmodian studies a little bit. He handed you the spyglass, and then he waits for you to finish looking.
It's like things are worse than I expected here. Those mining guys, I think they're holed up here and claiming this place as their own.
That does seem to be the case. Is this town really worth it?
Well, it's where my story began this time, and I've grown pretty fond of the people here just in a short time. Something special about it. They gave me a chance to have a fresh start. I really had nothing to go with. I mean, if I had started with these other guys, who knows where I'd be right now. Obviously, I got shot, so there's that. But I'm here, and I don't know, something about it. I can't leave.
You always did have a noble streak about you.
Yeah, well, I guess that's good to hear. I might be a little consistent.
Well, it's been quite a while since I've seen you, so it's quite possible that it's not consistent.
Yeah, I guess that's true, because there's a whole lot I don't know.
Well, do you have a plan? Are we going to stroll in down there and just start killing? Not that I would mind.
Yeah, you seem to be able to handle yourself pretty well. No, I think we should take a bit, scope it out, make sure that there's not any more unknowns. That's what got me shot this last time. I just rushed in and got ambushed and took a bullet. Thankfully, I survived it. Not a fun feeling. You been shot yet?
I have been shot many times by many different types of weapons.
I was not expecting that answer. That was pretty intense.
I have not been shot in this place, in this time, yet.
He kind of slaps him on the side. Well, that was the first time for everything.
That's true. Are you planning on shooting me? Get me used to it?
Well, you haven't given me a reason to shoot you yet.
Well, I'm afraid that it often tends to happen when I'm around.
You're quite the dynamic figure there, Asmodian. Well, if you don't mind, we can maybe head into town, make a sweep. I'll curve around the right side. You can curve around the left there, keep our distance, and meet up. Is there like a ridge or anything like beyond the town that I feel like would be like a natural landmark or something that like I could point out to him?
There isn't anything that you've seen on the other... I mean, obviously, you know, there are things on the other side of the town, but you haven't seen anything like a ridge or anything like that on the other side of the town. It is mostly just farmland and kind of extends out past the town quite a ways.
Yeah, so I say we just meet up on the other side past the town there. How's that sound to you?
Sure. Whatever I need to do to get to the killing.
All right. Well, let's Let's say we get a head count of the guys that are obviously these mining folk. Is there, through looking this, through the spyglass, was it pretty clear? Any identifiers or things that make it super clear? Or is it just the guys who have guns, essentially?
Essentially that. Yeah. I mean, the people who are, they're pretty heavily armed. If they don't have guns, they have axes and clubs and swords and things like that. You've gotten to the place where you recognize quite a few of the townspeople by this point. Although, you know, you were only there for a day or so, but you met quite a few of them. So it's not too difficult for you to pick them out. He might have a little more challenge, but probably not much. I mean, the townspeople aren't armed and the shunt mining company guys are.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, so we'll stick with that plan.
All right, so you both ride around the town. Are you trying to get close enough that you might be able to be seen, or are you staying away? Just, what's your plan?
I would stay away just to make sure that I'm not seen. I think at this point it'd be more important that I am not seen than I have a completely accurate picture of all that are in there that would be who I consider an enemy.
Okay. Do you take the spyglass with you, or do you give it back to him?
I'll give it back to him.
Okay. You know, you ride around the town, and it's difficult to really make much out, but let's go ahead and have you just kind of make a roll for this. Let's do an investigate roll. I'm going to set a difficulty of a +3.
All right, so I have, that is an average skill, so +1, and I'm going to roll here. I rolled a 0, +1, so that's a 1 total.
That's a failure, so you don't really see much more than you've already seen as you, you're kind of trying to keep enough distance between yourself and the town that you won't be noticed. You do, at one point, see your horse. You see Aked tied up in, you know, to a hitching post in the middle of the town. You see these figures kind of moving around. You see a couple of figures that you recognize. You don't see Jasper or Jarl or, you know, the main couple of people that you've mostly interacted with, but you see a couple of different townspeople. You see Ada. You see the Tree Flows, Irvin and Willa. So you ride around the town, assuming you then go kind of wait on the other side of the town for Asmodean.
Yep, correct.
So a couple minutes after you, he shows up. And he just rides up and tips his hat to you. Well, that was not that interesting. I don't feel like I gained much information from that. He says, I saw some enemies. It looks like they're holed up in the schoolhouse. I did see a few people tied up.
All right, well, one thing we have going is I doubt they know I'm even alive, or at least that I'd come in here and there. Pretty sure that they'd have no idea who you are. Would that be an accurate statement, or have you made some more friends already?
I've had zero interactions with this mining company, so certainly don't think they know what's going to hit them.
All right. You're pretty enthusiastic about this. I assume, based on our encounter there back with those demons in that portal, that doesn't seem like too much of a challenge for you.
It's a challenge that I probably wouldn't take on if you didn't want help, but no, I don't think it'll be that difficult.
All right, well, I think maybe what we should try is get there into the city. It'll be a little bit quiet. I'll see if I can find one of the people of the town that I would trust. I feel like, you know, you can just go in without necessarily having to be super secretive, because they don't know who you are. But actually, he would stand out a lot, huh?
He would. And I actually said ride, I think, but need to rec on that. He is too large for a horse. He's not riding. He's running. So
That's right. Okay.
He kind of looks down at himself and he says, I think I'm going to terrify anyone that I encounter.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. I think your pectorals alone would scare somebody. All right, well, I say you just follow in behind me and stay low, stay out of sight, and pretty sure I don't need to give you a sign. I think you'll know when it's going down.
I might start it before you.
Well, I definitely believe you there, but my hope is you can just give me a little time here.
I'll certainly do what I can. Are we going now or waiting for dark? What's your preference?
Well, I really don't want to wait any longer because I don't know what their plan is here with the friends I've made, so there's no time like the present.
All right. I will follow your lead.
All right. Remember that, because I followed your lead. Remember that portal back there?
And that went very well, so we'll see what kind of a leader you are.
All right. So he'll start heading in. He'll tie the horse up there that he's been on, and then he'll start going in towards the town. With my knowledge of the town, since I've made a couple circles around it, I've been there a little bit, what I feel like there's a better entry point, knowing where all these guys are in the schoolhouse.
It's a pretty open town. You know, you could come from any angle, and, you know, it's not a real large town.
Sure.
So there's not very many buildings between you and the square, no matter where you enter from. If you're coming from the south, which is where, you know, you'd kind of be in the, I think, southwest, coming from the southwest because of where you were on the ridge and then, you know, kind of where you ended up. You would probably, if you just made a straight shot into town, you'd kind of come up the only street, you know, that it has some buildings, and then you'd be able to enter the square if you wanted, or you could, you know, kind of curve off to either side. If you're just kind of trying to go straight for the schoolhouse, maybe around the back, then you'd probably want to curve around the town because it's kind of on the east side of the square. There's not really much behind it.
Okay, then let's actually do that. So let's check that out so I can see if I recognize anyone in there and gauge how bad that situation is and how many shunt mining guys are in there.
All right, I'm going to have you make a stealth check.
Okay.
Just to kind of see your general level of stealth as you make your way into the town.
Okay. And stealth is not a skill of mine, so I'm hoping for a good roll here. It's not too bad. It's a 2.
Okay. That's pretty good. You make your way up to the town, and you're kind of skirting behind buildings. You feel like, just from what you've seen, your guess at the numbers would rest around 10.
Okay.
That, you know, there's probably around 10 of these enemies. And at one point, you know, you can kind of see some people up on that wooden platform. They're talking, and it looks like potentially you've identified the leader of the group because multiple people are kind of walking up to him and talking to him and reporting. And it's a dwarf, much larger than yourself. He's kind of, you know, maybe a hand and a half taller than you. Very well built. He's kind of, you know, animated as he's talking to the people that he's interacting with. At one point he pulls a pistol out and is kind of waving it around and, you know, points it at one of the guys and doesn't fire or anything, but it just looks like he's kind of very animated in his interactions with them. And you can see that he has multiple weapons on himself. Looks like he has a rifle attached to his back. He has 2 pistols. So, you know, he's there in the middle. He's wearing a white hat, long braided beard. And then you can, you know, just kind of see various other dwarves and humans. At one point you do see a half giant that looks like he's standing in the, you know, kind of at the front of the schoolhouse, just kind of leaned with his arms crossed. You make your way around to the back of the schoolhouse, and there's some windows there if you want to try to look inside one of them.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, you make your way and you just kind of look, you know, window to window until you see people, and you kind of, you know, look inside the third window. The first two were just kind of empty rooms. You look inside the third window, and it looks like it is a larger room. And you can see both Papa Markin and Mama Markin that you've interacted with already, both kind of tied up in a corner. Jasper is there tied up with them. And then you can see kind of a lump on the floor that looks vaguely person-shaped, and it's hard to tell who it is, but eventually, you know, somebody walks by and kicks the lump and kind of rolls over. You can see it's Jarl.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredibly beat up. Like, looks like he's covered in dried, crusted blood. He's just got, you know, bruises and cuts and gashes all over him.
Mm-hmm.
There's two enemies in there. You know, you can see two Shunt Mining Company toughs in there.
Okay. Look over to Asmodian. Well, what do you say we start maybe trying to thin out the enemy's numbers before we go fully into it and alert them all? You think we can get in here and take these guys out? I know you've got that blade on you. Anything else you have that I could potentially use?
He pulls a kind of a large dagger off of his, you know, he kind of pulls it out of a boot and hands it to you. He says, that's about it as far as close-up weapons, but yes, certainly these blades will be a lot quieter than your shotgun.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go check this other window over here. So I'll walk over, and those other two windows, I'll test those and see if they are open.
They're not locked or anything, so you can pretty easily slide one of them up and make your way inside. Asmodian's not going to fit in through one of those windows.
Jeez.
So there's not a door on the back of this building. You didn't check both sides. It's possible there's a door on the side, or he could go through the front, but he's not going to fit through a window.
Okay. Oh, man, this dude. Yeah, so I'll just relay that to him and see if he can either find another door or maybe just keep an eye out in that other window. And if things go bad, have him come in. But I'll see if I can do this.
Okay. Yeah, so he moves around the side of the building and, you know, disappears. So you're in what looks to be a small classroom. There's a chalkboard and some desks and things, and there's a door. Gauging from having seen inside the windows, you're guessing that that door goes straight into that larger room.
Okay. Do they have, like, a chalk eraser or anything in there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to grab that.
Okay.
So go. So there's a closed door between where I'm at and that main room, but I can kind of tell that's where it is.
Yeah, you think so.
Is there a gap at the bottom of the door? Can I look under that at all?
Yeah, there's a gap. You could try. You're not going to be able to see much, but yeah, you kind of get down there and look, and it takes a little bit of time. You can kind of see maybe what looks like the feet maybe of the Markins across the room, and then you see a large pair of boots walk past the door, but it's hard to really gauge from looking underneath the door.
Okay. So here's my plan. So I'm going to test the handle. I just kind of want to, like, see how noisy is this handle on this door. If I feel like it's not super loud, I want to try to crack it and just see if I can see the room. If I notice somebody noticing the door move, I'm going to rush in. But once I kind of gauge what's there, I'm going to throw the chalk eraser at the farthest guy and rush to the other guy with my dagger.
Okay. It's a plan.
It's a plan.
All right. Yeah, so you try the door. In general, your experience with this town is that it's lovingly cared for. You know, it's the buildings are well made. Clearly the people, you know, who put their time and their effort into building this town cared about it, so they did a good job. There's no squeaking or anything as you crack this door open. You can see inside this room now. You can see that, you know, if there is one of the Shunt Mining Company guys, he's a human, he's standing near what looks to be the front door. The other one is kind of just walking around the room, and there is another door kind of across the way on the side of the building. So it's possible that Asmodian may find that door and be able to support you.
Yeah, if the door opens without making much noise, I would probably, if I can find a moment where one of them isn't paying attention, then I would go for that first guy. These guys, I'm assuming, have guns, correct?
One of them at the door has a gun. The other one, he looks like he has two hand hammers.
Okay, so I'm going to go for the guy that has the gun. I want to try to take him out.
Okay.
Then my goal with the guy with the axes would be to subdue him. Well, we'll see how it goes. I'm just not going to try to kill that guy.
All right. Well, you're definitely going to get the drop on them because they're not expecting you to pop out of a room in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, yeah, just go ahead and make your attack against the first guy.
Okay, so this is my first attack without my gun.
I would say this would be a fight skill. That's kind of the one that's used for up close hand-to-hand combat.
Okay. Yeah, actually, that was, I think, what I wanted to make for my last fair skill.
Okay.
So fill that in. I rolled a 1 with my bonus, and it's a total of 3.
All right. He's going to also defend with fight. So he got a 1 with a plus 2, will be a 3. You said you also got a 3?
Correct.
I'd say because you got the drop on him, we didn't really define scene aspects, but I'd say that you could have a free indication of, let's just call it an aspect of, you know, got the drop. So okay. You can use that if you want to, or you can save it.
I'm definitely going to use that.
So that would bump you up to a 5, or you can reroll, up to you.
Not a reroll, it'll be a 5.
All right, so that does 2 damage to him. He does have a track here, but that is the one. You essentially rush over and you just kind of stab him in, we'll say, the throat, and he falls.
Yeah, so as soon as I do that, I'm going to make a quick move to go try and, like, grapple and grab this other guy. Hopefully catch him in time.
Okay. Let's go ahead and I'm going to have him roll to see if he notices you fast enough to get an action.
Okay.
So I'm going to have him use the... let's see, what skill would that be?
Maybe like will? Like an intuition kind of thing?
Yeah, I like that. I'll have him roll will. And I'm going to have him roll against your previous stealth check. It's a 1. Your stealth check was a 2.
Correct.
So yep. I'm going to say you get to go ahead and attack him. He's kind of caught off guard and you can go in for... You're trying to tackle him?
Yeah, so I want to, like, try to wrap him up before he's able to get to his weapons and, like, put him in, like, a sleeper hold.
Okay. I'm going to not have him use fight for defense because he's kind of caught off guard. Mm-hmm. And he's just going to use physique. He's caught off guard, you grab him, and he's trying to fight his way out of it.
Can I also use physique for that?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, cool. That is a 5 total.
Well, he got a 0, so you succeed definitely with style. So I'm going to say you grapple him, you've got him, and you can choose what you want to do with him. I mean, he's pretty well subdued unless you let him go or something.
Yeah, no, I'm going to basically keep that sleeper hold, and I'm going to just knock him out with that, like, basically put him to sleep.
Okay, yep. Yeah. It's almost like the seconds are elongated, you know, time almost as frozen as you're holding this guy, watching the door, you know, trying to make sure nobody suddenly comes mm-hmm. in on you. And finally, you feel him kind of loosen in your grasp, and you lay him down.
Okay.
The Markins are just kind of sitting there watching you. Jasper goes, "Oh, wow, that's that was amazing."
Jasper, you and your family all right?
Oh, yeah, we're okay. They just, you know, I tried to put up a fight, and, well, they captured us. Me and Papa, we tried to do what we could, but I'm sorry. We didn't put up enough of a fight.
Jasper, no. You did great. You did great. Oh, I mean, well. You and your Papa and your Mama, too. Hey, we ain't got much time, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to set you out of here. This window open in the back. I want you to head out. You're going to take Yara with you. And go find help and start getting the word that we're going to be taking these guys out and you need to get people safe.
I can help.
I know, and this is how you're going to help me.
Okay. Okay. Yes, we can do that. We can help get people safe.
At this point, Jarl sits up and he says, "Untie me. I'm going to help."
I'm sure you are, Jarl. It's good to see you, man.
I can't really see you very well, but untie me and I can clear some of this blood out of my eyes.
All right, so he'll get down and untie him. And what were the weapons you said that guy that I put to sleep had?
He had 2, like, light hammers, you know, like handheld, not a carpentry hammer,
yeah.
But, you know, something that looks like it's made to be held in one hand.
Something with a blunt end?
Yeah.
All right, so
not an axe, unfortunately.
Yeah. I feel like it's close, so I'm going to give those to Jarl. It's better than nothing. So,
yeah.
And then I will get that guy, tie him up, gag him.
Yeah, you tie him up, you gag him. There is a a pistol there. If you want another one, the guy that you stabbed had a pistol. Jarl takes those two hammers and kind of looks like he swings them around a little bit, just kind of trying to get a feel for him. He's clearly pretty beat up, but he's willing to help. At this point, the door, not the front door, but the side door, opens, and Asmodian walks in and drops a body on the ground.
Oh, looks like you couldn't wait there, Asmodian.
Well, I was trying to make my way inside the building, and this one was in the alley on the side. I kept it quiet.
All right, well, I guess that works out then. I took care of this room. Everyone, this is Asmodian, and he's on our side.
The Markans look terrified. I mean, they kind of calm a little bit at your words, but they are very scared of Asmodian's massive form, his horns, his skin is red. Like he looks pretty scary. Mm-hmm. Jarl isn't even paying attention to him because he's paying attention to the body that was thrown on the ground and the axe that this form, drops as Asmodian drops it on the ground. He immediately makes a beeline for this axe.
Okay.
And he picks it up and hefts it and swings it around a little bit and then looks up at Asmodian, who looks down at him, and Asmodian says, well, looks like you've found another friend.
We're just making friends all over the place, Asmodian.
Well, looks like he can at least take a bullet.
Jarl's one of the good ones.
All right. Well, that's three of us then.
Jarl, did you get a count or anything of how many guys were here when they brought you in?
I'm sorry, I did not. They were all over me as soon as you fell, and I woke up in here.
Yeah, well, that's all right. So here's what we're going to do. Obviously, that axe is your comfort zone, and so I need you to watch my back. If anybody gets close, you take them out, but you stay behind me and Asmodian.
I can do that. I will watch your back.
You've definitely given quite a bit with what you took after they took me out, but I'd like you to live out and maybe start that adventure like you're talking about.
First things first.
First things first. Let's keep you alive, all right?
And you.
I think I'll be all right. So we'll kind of head out to, the front of the building, look out the windows, try to get a head count, see if there's any other guys on, the left, far left, far right, that may not have seen.
Well, there currently, you can kind of see out into the square, this boss figure is still standing on that platform. There are three other figures around the platform. And just from the windows, you can see there's, at least three other people in the square. It's a pretty small town, so if anything starts, the rest of them are probably going to be there quickly.
Okay. Asmodian, I think the stealth is probably gone at this point. So, are you ready?
He looks kind of out one of the windows, and he says, I think I could get up on top of the building. You want me to go for the terror approach?
Well, that kind of feels right. I already surprised these guys one time and it worked when I first showed up. Maybe seeing somebody like you on top of the roof might help us out a little bit.
He pulls his two shotguns, that he has on his back, and he kind of puts one on each shoulder, and he says, all right, give me a few minutes. I'll get up on the roof and cause some mayhem.
All right, well, how about we count to, about 100? Does that give you enough time? And then we'll light him up.
He agrees, and then he walks back out that side door. And then a few moments later, you can kind of hear some scraping on the side of the building as he's climbing up.
Okay. And then that other pistol that guy had on him, I definitely would have taken that. So the shotgun that I have, does it have a strap on it or anything, or is it just like free?
It does have a strap, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll have it strapped on me, but holding it. So I'll probably have that at least for the first couple shots. And then I'm going to swing that back around on my back and then switch over to both pistols just so you kind of know what the motion would be, because I'm going to try to move quick.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to set two scene aspects for this. One is going to be more enemies than friends. You don't really know how many enemies necessarily, but you do know that there are more than anyone who's going to help has weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And also a scene aspect, help from above, that is going to be Asmodian on the roof.
Something just seems wrong about Asmodian and help from above.
Or maybe perfectly right.
Right.
Depending on the various times of his life. You hit the count of 100, and you suddenly hear just a roar from the roof of this building. And you can imagine this massive, demonic-looking figure suddenly appearing on the roof, and you hear a shotgun blast. And you can, we'll say you and Jarl are up first, and you can do what you want.
Yeah, so I'll be at the door, basically, you know, shotgun, ready to go, swing out with my arm to push the door open, and then barrel out and look for the first mining guy I can see.
Okay. Yeah, so there are, there's four, essentially, in the center of the square. This is all kind of one zone, the square.
Okay.
There's two off to the side, a couple of buildings down, and then one off to the right, you know, those are the two off to the left, and then one off to the right, kind of around the circle. The one is over by the church, which is on the north side of the square. You know, it's a round square. I don't like calling it a square, but
right. Well, that's a seems conventional term. Yeah.
So you can target any of them. Nobody's like right up in your face yet, at least.
Yeah, I would say it'd be the first guy who comes across as I'm coming out the door that would be in my sight. That's the shot I'm going to take.
Actually, I forgot. I said that half-giant was standing up against the
Oh, the that's right. Yep.
So I'm actually going to say that you open the door and he's right there.
Well, that should make a real easy shot, hopefully.
It should.
All right, so I will shoot at this half-giant.
Okay, and I'm going to say that you have a one free invocation of basically advantage from Asmodian. Well, yeah, let's say two actually free invocations from Asmodian, you know, help from above, this aspect. Okay. You can use that twice. They're kind of reacting to him as the central figure of what they see, and anything that you do is going to be more of a side thing in there, what they're paying attention to. So,
well, I started out with the best way possible. I rolled a 4 with my shoot skill 4, so that's an 8 total.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's see here. He's right up in your face, but he's going to use probably athletics as his defense. He got a 0. His plus 4 is a 4, but I'm going to have him. He's going to use the more enemies than friends aspect, and he kind of hears what's going up on the roof and, you know, kind of looking around and is moving away from you at this point, and he's going to add a plus 2 to that to make it a 6.
Okay.
That does give you a fate point.
Okay.
As he's using an aspect.
Can I go higher than 3 fate points?
I don't know. We'll say sure for this.
Hooray.
This is a big battle. I assume you'll be burning them. So he takes 2 points of damage, which takes out one of his stress track boxes. I'll mark that off here. Jarl is not going to be able to make an attack because he's kind of stuck behind you in this doorway. I'm going to go ahead and just run through these enemies real quick. Asmodian, using a shotgun from the roof, was not really able to hit anybody. His aim was more to cause them to all look at him and provide a distraction for you. So this, we'll just start with this tough right in your face. He's going to actually, he kind of recovers himself. You didn't actually hit him with your shot. He, you know, kind of moved out of the way, but he was down on one knee. He's going to come at you with just a big old fist and try to make a fight attack against you.
Okay. So defend with fight.
Oof. You got a -4. Not good. So he adds 5 to that, so he ends with a 1.
Sheesh. So I rolled a -2 with my +2, so that would be a 0. I think I'm going to use one of those free invocations of help from above and add a 2 to that.
So that means you defend successfully that, I believe, I think 2 above is defending with style. So I'm going to give you a boost. Essentially, that's on whatever your next action is, you can use that boost against this guy. It's kind of a very limited, almost like an aspect. Mm-hmm. You can use it once, and then it goes away. And I'm just going to say that he's kind of on his back foot. You know, you've got him on the ropes, mm-hmm. so we can call that on the ropes if you want.
Yeah.
So that is his attack. A couple of other people are, you know, kind of the other guys in the center are going to all take shots at Asmodian, not at you. So we'll kind of move quickly through that. And it is, you are up.
Okay, cool. So with that guy coming at me, you know, he goes for the, trying to punch me. I dodge out of the way. He's kind of off balance. I'm going to use basically the butt of a shotgun, just crack him upside the head super hard.
I'd say that would be fight, not shoot.
Yep, I get it. No, I know.
Yeah. All right. No, but it makes sense.
Yep.
You can use your
boost
for that.
Yeah, so. On the ropes. All right, so be a total of 3.
He got a 2, so that does 1 point of damage, or is that a 3 plus the boost?
That included the boost.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so that takes off another one of his boxes in his track. Only have 1 left.
He's a tough dude.
He is. Are you moving out of the door so Jarl can get out, or are you kind of just fighting right here in the doorway?
I would say with that, like, if him coming at me to attack me, I would have moved out of the way and then coming in with a strike of a shotgun. That would have cleared the door, I think, for Jarl to be able to come out.
Okay. Then Jarl is going to rush out, and he's going to attack this guy as well. Good. Defense was poor. So Jarl is going to rush out, and he slammed, you know, you kind of cracked this guy across the face with the butt of your gun, and Jarl comes up and he slams the, you know, this axe just straight into this guy's chest. And Jarl is, like, screaming at this point. He just barrels into this guy. And he just starts slamming this axe down into this guy. And blood is flying. He's already covered in blood. But he's getting more covered in blood as he's doing this.
Jarl's taking it too far.
Yeah. Jarl is definitely taking it, maybe not too far, but pretty far.
Sure, it's pretty far.
And then Asmodian is going to actually leap off of the roof, and he lands in the center, and, you know, it's just kind of keeping the attention on himself. So he's going to give you another, basically just giving you advantage.
Yeah.
He's going to give you another use of help from above.
Okay.
That'll be the end of that, though, once he's done there. And we will do some more shots against Asmodian. At this point, that boss figure in the center is, you know, he's kind of been directing things, but he just yells out, "Kill them!" And you can see there are a couple of doors that open in various buildings. A couple of other figures step out.
Okay.
You've got at the 3, 4, and 2 more enter, so that there's 8 left after you just killed that tough.
Okay. So there are a couple more than 10.
There were. Yep.
Yep.
Inside of buildings. All right. So you... There's going to be some shots here. The boss is going to take a shot at Asmodian. Thankfully, Asmodian dodges out of the way. And, you know, most of these shots don't really look like they're doing a whole lot of damage to him. He does take a couple of bullets.
Okay.
But he looks okay. So he has now been shot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you are up.
All right. So I'm going to look over to Jarl and kind of put a hand on him quickly. Like, Jarl, I need you here. Try to get his focus, like, in his eyes. Try to break him from him snapping on this dead guy.
Okay. Yeah. He takes a couple more swings, but he slows down and looks at you. I mean, he's just drenched in blood at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But his eyes, you know, you can see the whites of his eyes, and they're kind of large, and he says, "Of course, let's go."
All right, so I will kind of skirt along the side of the building, and then next guy I see, I'm going to take a shot with a shotgun.
Which way are you skirting? Towards the left, towards the two guys that you haven't encountered yet, kind of along the side, or towards the right and then attacking, you know, the guys in the center?
Well, tell me which way the door opened, and that's the way I'm going to go.
I would say the door would open to your left, so the door would be to your left as you walk out.
So I would go left.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're going to kind of roll around the door and go left. So there's two guys there. You can go ahead and take a shot at one of them.
Yep. All right. So that is a -2 plus my 4 of shoot to make that a 2. And I will use that last free help from above.
Okay. Because he also had a 2. So that will give you a +2, which kills him.
Awesome.
Jarl is going to just kind of stick with you. You're not close up enough to anybody for him to get an attack, but he's just going to kind of keep watching your back. If anybody does get close enough, then he may do something. Asmodian is going to rush the stage, and he drops his shotgun, so just pulls his sword off of his back. He's going to make an attack against one of these guys. Yeah, he kills one of the guys at the stage. At this point, everybody is still focused on him, but you can see attention starting to distribute a little more equally to people who've come out of the buildings, and you know the remaining guy that you are rushing towards are all kind of focused on you. But at least this, you know, this central guy, this boss, seems to definitely be focused more on Asmodian at this point.
Okay.
He's actually going to pull a shotgun out and leap down, and is just going to kind of, you know, try to shoot Asmodian directly in the face. He definitely gets a hit on him. So you see Asmodian takes a shotgun blast to the shoulder, and it kind of spins him a little bit, and you can kind of see his face as he spins, and he just looks pissed.
Well, Asmodian getting shot was a risk I was willing to take.
Oh, shucks, Asmodian dies. No. All right, so you're up. You can go ahead and keep rushing towards these guys to the left.
Yeah, so in that kind of smooth motion, head out to the left, that second shot of the shotgun, I'm going to swing it over my shoulder with, you know, it's still strapped onto me, pull out the pistols, and then shoot at this guy. Hopefully another good dice roll. With my shoot, that is a 5 total.
All right, yeah, you got a 3, so that is enough to kill this guy. All right, so you are rushing along to the left. You've taken out one guy, you've taken out another. There's a further around the circle, there's another guy who had come out of the building, and then all the way off to kind of the right side, there's another guy there, and then there's now 3 left in the center.
Okay.
Jarl, again, he's just kind of keeping pace with you. There isn't really much he can do at this point with his axe, but he's keeping pace with you. Asmodian is just kind of in the thick of it with these guys in the center. At this point, he's mostly just defending himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 3 people attacking him, and he's just kind of trying to keep his feet and, you know, keep them from just filling him with lead at this point. So we're just going to kind of stick with you because they're all kind of focused on their thing, so you can continue along this way. Both of these two guys are probably a little too far away for you to reach, you know, just like run up to, but you can obviously still shoot either one of them if you want, or you can shoot somebody in the center.
Yeah, so I've kind of cleared this small area near the school, so I'm going to find a spot, like a post or something, to kind of, you know, lean up against and then try to take a shot. Just kind of following this outside ring, so I'm not going to attack the guys in the middle yet. That is a 2.
That is also what he got.
Okay.
You want to do anything else, or are you going to let that be?
Let's see. So
you can still use help from above.
Right.
It's just not a free, you know, usage. You'd have to use a fate point. You know, you could maybe swing a more enemies than friends use. I could maybe see an argument for that. Or you also have, you know, your own aspects you could use, the world aspects you could use.
Yeah, let's, I think in that moment, like, he's obviously, a bit of it is a, I don't know if revenge is the best word, but, you know, these guys are an issue for him, so he knows he has to take care of them, but then also in this moment, and being able to actually set Jasper and his parents free, that they're okay, and the relationships and people that he's starting to know here, like, he's caring about them. So I think now that he's kind of into it, it's like things are catching up with him. So I think he's thinking about that other aspect, which would be these people need help and no one's coming. So I think that's probably registering for him a little bit right now. So I'm going to spend a fate point and use that.
Okay. I like it. So you, your shot kills the guy, kind of, you know, continuing around the circle. And then, you know, like I said, Jarl is sticking with you. These guys in the center are all kind of engaged with each other. This other guy that is, you know, had stepped out is going to make an attack at you. He doesn't pull a weapon or anything, but you see him hold a hand out and just stare at you. And you suddenly feel this sensation rushing against your mind. And he's going to make a magical attack against you.
Ooh, okay.
So that would be probably will to defend against mm-hmm. this.
And I do have that as a fair skill.
He got a 4.
That's pretty high. I also got a 4.
Okay. All right. So you feel this kind of tension in your mind as you feel this magic trying to override your senses, but you shrug it off, and you can definitely tell this guy is, you know, some sort of a magician.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is what's happening there. You can just kind of see Asmodian has broken the neck of one of these other guys in the center, but he's taken several other shots, and at this point he and this dwarf are kind of, you know, locked in combat there. You know, this dwarf is not even really using, you know, firing his weapons. He's just trying to take on Asmodian hand to hand. Asmodian looks like he's struggling.
Okay. Yeah, so seeing that, am I up?
Yeah.
Okay. So seeing that, I'll look to Jarl, and I'll kind of just motion at the guy who I think is the magician type.
Okay.
Like, he's yours, Jarl. And then I'll head into the center, and as I'm walking up, I'm going to reload the shotgun. And then if I have time for it, I'll take a shot. Or would that be a next turn?
I'd say that's probably a next turn. That was kind of a lot to do in one,
sure.
Yep, in one go sense. Here. So, so you start to make your way into the center. You reload the shotgun. Jarl just kind of is like, yes! And he rushes across the circle, and he's going to next turn make an attack against that guy.
Okay.
However, that guy is going, you know, seeing Jarl rushing at him, is going to attempt to use magic on Jarl.
Okay.
So we're going to see how that goes here.
Come on, Jarl.
Thankfully, that was a pretty poor roll for the magician. Also a poor roll for Jarl, but not as bad. So you can see this magician kind of, you know, hold both arms out, and this spray of, like, ice kind of coats the street in front of Jarl. And you can just see Jarl just, you know, barrel through it. His feet are just smashing through this ice. Doesn't look like he loses his footing at all. And he's rushing up towards this magician.
Okay.
Asmodian takes another blow kind of across the face from this dwarf in the center. And... you know, there's a shot from the other guy in the center who, you know, fires a bullet, like, straight into Asmodian's side. He looks like he's not doing well at all. Probably just going to fall soon.
Mm-hmm.
And you are up.
Okay, so I will target the one that's closest to Asmodian, and I'll take a shot with the shotgun.
Which one? The boss or the minion?
Let's do the minion. All right, it's a 5 total.
Oh, yeah, you easily kill him.
Okay.
He got a 0 total. All right, so yeah, you take him out, and Jarl is going to rush over to this magician and is going to attempt to take him out. Oh, he got 9.
Oh, wow.
Against the defense of a 2. So, yeah, Jarl just, I mean, he rushes over and brings this axe around in one swing and just cleaves the head off of this magician whose body falls. And Jarl just kind of leaps on him and just starts kicking him and smashing. And I mean, Jarl's just like...
Jarl's taking this a little bit personal.
He is very much taking this personally. Although they did beat on him.
Sure. Quite a bit, I don't blame him. He's just going down a pretty dark path.
Yeah. So he's taken that guy out. So it's really just this combat in the center now. And this boss dwarf, he brings his shotgun down kind of on top of Asmodean's head. And Asmodean falls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you and this guy left.
Okay.
You're up.
All right. So I've got one more shot in my barrel shotgun. So I'm going to take a shot with that. Okay. This is good. I rolled a 3 plus my shoot. So that was a 7.
All right. He got a 5. So that is a success. He's going to take 2 damage. So one of his boxes is gone. It's 2 box. He, you know, kind of... He takes this shot in his side and it spins him around. And as he's spinning, he pulls a pistol off of his belt. And you can see it's your pistol.
Oh, what a jerk.
And you see him thumb the lever on the side and he's going to take a shot at you.
Okay.
I'm not sure which element he's chosen, mm-hmm. but he is going to make a shot at you.
I can't see his head pop up.
No, you don't. All right. He rolled a 7.
Okay, so I would say I'm going to defend with physique. That is a 4 total, but can I spend a fate point and use more enemies than friends? Because now he has more enemies than friends.
Ooh. All right. it's a little tenuous, but I like it.
A little bit.
Turning it against him. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, so that bumps you up to... 6?
6, yeah.
Okay, so you'll still take 1 damage.
Okay.
And you can see the bullet kind of explode out of this gun, and ice suddenly coats his body almost in, like, armor.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that he's got these, like, large kind of formations of ice covering him in, you know, on his chest and his arms and things like that. And it looks like you may have to try to kind of break through the ice to actually... attack him.
Okay.
So that was his attack against you, and you're up.
Okay. And are we near that kind of lifted area in the square that has, like, the noose and all that?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, they were kind of fighting right next to it. He had leapt off of it, so I'd say kind of from where you were running towards him from, probably got a corner of it almost between the two of you.
Okay. Yeah, so as I'm running up, I obviously see he's got my pistol. Just kind of quietly saying, it's more to myself, like, that's mine. And then I'm going to get up to the post and then shoot at him.
Okay.
With the pistol. That is a 2 total.
All right. You got a 7.
Sheesh.
I'm going to say that he's going to get a boost because he succeeded with style on this defense. I'm going to say your pistol, you try to fire it. And you hear something break inside the pistol. And the actual, you know, the chamber explodes out the side of it. And this pistol's useless.
Okay.
So, not a boost as in, like, he's going to, you know, get a plus mm-hmm. against you. But you've lost your other pistol.
Yeah.
So, you've got, you know, just the one pistol left.
Okay.
He is going to take another shot at you. Not amazing. It's only a 5.
So I rolled 0 plus a 3 for my skill. Yeah, I'll leave that. I'll stand.
Okay, so he is going to... He actually puts one hand up on the platform and, you know, fires at you and kind of leaps up onto the platform. He's clearly trying to rush you and get closer, but he you know, shoots this at you and you take 2. You mark off a box there. You're up.
All right, so he's on top of that now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I feel like I could rush to him and get up to him quickly enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm pissed about the gun breaking, and he has mine, so I'm going to rush him. And as I do, I chuck the broken gun at him. Obviously, I'm not going to hurt him. It's just pissed now.
Okay. Are you trying to... do anything with that, like maybe create an advantage for yourself?
Yeah, so really with that, I'm just trying to, like, yeah, create an advantage of people instinctively are going to try to duck out of the way of something thrown at them. It's almost like a reflex. So just trying to throw them off a little bit and rush them because I want to tackle this fool and try to get my gun.
Yeah, definitely. So let's go ahead and do that. I guess pick whatever skill you want to, you think makes most sense for that.
I think physique, because I'm not being very graceful with this. I'm just going to get in there and try to tackle this guy.
He needs to defend, and I guess he's just going to use physique as well. All right, you got a 3.
Okay, so I rolled, it would be a 1. So was I getting an advantage from that gun? Am I like creating like a, what are we doing with that?
You're essentially doing the create it an advantage action. So okay. If you succeed, you'll create, you know, an aspect and a free invocation for yourself.
Got it. Okay. So then I'm not adding anything here. So then I would fail.
So you got a 1 with your skill with physique?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Got it. All right. So you fail. He kind of shoves you with an elbow and you're like face to face, but he still has his weapon. Mm-hmm. He's not encumbered in any way.
Okay.
So you don't know where Jarl is. You're kind of, you know, focused sure. on this, but you could potentially maybe call for him to help okay. you if you need. He's going to, you know, go ahead and just shoot at you right up close.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 5.
All right, I'm going to need a good roll here. That's a 4 total.
Okay. You need to check mm-hmm. off another box there.
So since I've already checked off my 1 and 2 of my stress track, even though it's a 1, I still have to fill it in somewhere, basically.
Correct.
Ooh, that sucks. Okay. All right, so I'm marking that 3 off.
Okay. Not looking good.
No. And he's the last guy that's standing, right?
He is.
Okay.
You're up.
All right,
he's
so...
He's kind of, you know, he's up in your face. You're right, kind of face-to-face. He's a little bit taller than you, but, you know, he's got a pistol. He's just your pistol, you know. He's...
Yeah, he's got my pistol. Yeah, so I'm going to try to, like, bum rush him again, and I want to, like, go for the gun.
Okay. You going to use the same thing?
I think, oh, yeah, I use physique for that.
Okay.
Oh, come on. I used all my good rolls earlier. That's a 3 total.
He also got a 3.
Okay, I want to spend a fate point for these people need help and no one is coming. Because if I can't do it, nobody else is coming.
Okay. All right. So you succeed. You said you were going for the gun.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you grab onto this gun, and this is going to kind of change tacks a little bit. And rather than continuing as, you know, a conflict, we're going to change this into just a contest.
Okay.
You have hold of the gun. He has hold of the gun. And whoever's stronger is going to succeed here.
Okay.
Unless you want to try to do something that you think will give you an advantage in this, he's, you know, it's just going to kind of be a straight roll against each other.
Yeah, let's just roll it.
All right. Physique against physique here.
Ooh, 2 total.
You got a 1.
Oh, yes.
So you rip the gun out of his hands and he kind of stumbles back, but you have your pistol back.
Oh man, it feels good.
He is going to jump backwards off the stage and kind of try to crouch down. He's going to try to create an advantage for himself.
Okay.
Of, you know, kind of providing himself cover. So let's, you defend against this, and I'd say probably with something like observation or maybe, you know, moving quickly. Is it like athletics, something like that?
Yeah, so I'll use athletics to, like, reposition myself, because I'm seeing him do this, to where he's not completely out of my sight.
You got a 6.
Ooh, no, I got a -1.
Okay. So he's going to create an aspect for himself, cover, and he gets a free use of that. So you're up.
By any chance, is Jarl on the opposite side of him? Like, at his back? Where is Jarl in relation?
Yeah, Jarl had continued around the circle, so I'd say, yeah, he's kind of across on the same side of the stage as the boss. Yeah.
So I'm going to yell to Jarl, Jarl, throw the axe!
All right, I like it. I'm going to suggest that you use this as a create advantage
okay. For
Jarl.
Okay.
A skill probably of... Let's say influence, you know,
okay.
kind of you're trying to inspire Jarl in this moment. So go ahead and roll for that.
Oh, it's influence?
Influence.
Okay, yeah, I don't have that as a skill, so it's just straight roll. 0.
You got a -2, so not Jarl, but the, you know, boss.
Okay.
I guess, notice what you're doing. So, yeah, I'm going to say you create an aspect that's an advantage for Jarl of kind of he notices what's going on. He's mm-hmm. motivated. And it's going to be his turn. He's going to turn and throw the axe.
He's going to hit this sitting duck. He's just picturing like a crate sitting out in the field, practicing all day just to hit this.
There you go. All right, he got a 5. Boss is going to roll. And he got a 3. I'm going to have y'all use that advantage. The cover aspect that the boss has, he can't use because he doesn't have cover from y'all. So that's
4, right?
Yeah, 4 damage.
Yeah.
That takes out both of his boxes, both of his remaining boxes here. So just any damage left will kill him. It is his turn.
Okay.
He's going to turn and take a shot at Jarl. He pulls another pistol off of his belt. Ooh, that was a bad roll, though. Terrible roll for Jarl, though. He fires, and Jarl falls.
Oh.
You're up.
Okay.
You and this guy are the only remaining people in the square.
Yeah, so I hop off the top down to the ground, where I'd hopefully he wouldn't have any cover except just over the side, correct?
He's kind of moving around the side as you do, because he wants to maintain this advantage he's created.
Okay.
So, unless you just, like, rush straight at him and try to...
Okay.
If you're actually trying to take a shot at him, he's going to keep this advantage.
Okay, so I have my gun.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going... If there's a pillar that's right in front of him, he's trying to hide behind or create cover, I'm going to shoot a fireball right at this pillar, basically.
Okay.
Because he's right behind it.
All right. So you... thumb the lever there, and you feel this energy once again course up into you, and you choose fire.
I choose fire.
All right. Go ahead and make your attack.
It's a total of 5.
So defend. That was a pretty poor roll. You got a 3. He is going to use his cover aspect to turn that into a 5, but the fireball is going to kind of negate that. And we'll just kind of bump it back down to a 3, but that cover is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to take that damage, and yeah, you can describe it. How do you want to do this?
Yeah, so I jump down. I'm kind of watching. He's creating space, getting between these things, getting cover for himself. I just remember hitting that guy on the horse and that fire splashing out. So aim at that wood post right between him and squeeze the trigger, and that flame shoots out. Hits it, splinters fly from it, flames, and just engulfs him, and he falls back.
All right, yeah, he falls back, and you can see his head, his upper body is all on fire. He's kind of trying to roll around and put himself out, and he stands up, and I'm going to use a fate point to have him survive.
Okay.
So you can, gain a fate point back, but he runs... and kind of is putting out this fire on himself, and he leaps up onto a horse and books it out of town.
Okay. I'm going to rush over to Jarl, see his statuses.
Yeah, you rush over to Jarl. He's still alive, but he definitely seems to be down for the count for right now. He's exhausted. He's taken way too many wounds and things. But he does seem to be alive.
Okay. Do I see anything that, needs immediate attention as far as, I need to get a tourniquet on here? Or is he just, he's messed up, but he'll be okay?
He's messed up. I mean, he is actively bleeding from multiple places. But you don't see anything that's,
life-threatening?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
It's also really difficult to tell because he's just drenched in blood. Uh-huh. So some of it's his, some of it's not.
Yep. He's going to catch hepatitis.
Yeah. The combat is over. The street quiets. Things kind of calm down. And we're going to go ahead and end the session there.
Okay.